John 19:30. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. It is finished. In the Greek, it's just one word. It is accomplished. It is fulfilled. As has been said, it is paid in full. Completion, or to come to an end. Jesus' death accomplished redemption. Redemption paid in full. And as has also been said, his death filled many Old Testament prophecies. I want you to visualize, thanks to Jim Caviezel and Mel Gibson and The Passion of Christ, we can have a better picture than anyone has ever given us before. But I want you to have a second image tonight. Suppose you send a child off to college with an assignment. And you spent years nurturing that child. You can do this. You can do this. You can do this. Think about that. And finally, after 3.5 years, the work is done. Think about that as we go along. You'll see why later. In John 17:4, he said, "I have glorified you," speaking to his Father, "on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do." That's what's finished. He was sent with an assignment, a work to do, and it was finished. As we know from the Old Testament up to this point, sin could only be atoned for through the substitution of the death of an animal and the shedding of that animal's blood, or in some cases a bird. Yet Jesus shed his blood for us, for our sin. Sin separates people from God. And only through from that sacrifice can their sins be forgiven. And they can become clean, spotless. But unfortunately, as we all know, people continue to sin. We're not supposed to. We know better than, but we still do it. So sacrifice had to be continually offered. With his death, the complex sacrificial system ended. Because he took all that sin, past, present, and future, on himself. Not only the actual sins committed, but as we shall see, the power of sin. Now we can freely approach God because of what Jesus did for us. I love the words in Hebrew, but I won't take the time to go there tonight. Those who believe in Jesus' sacrificial death and resurrection can live eternally with God and escape the penalty that they've earned themselves. Justification or atonement and healing. From Isaiah, "By his stripes you are healed." The law has been kept or fulfilled. The only one who ever did it. And his sacrifice was only necessary to do one time for all. Whereas Israel had to sacrifice and sacrifice and sacrifice and sacrifice. Redemption is accomplished as we were redeemed or bought from the control or power of the devil. Romans 6:6. So not just the sins we committed, but the power, the control in our lives was also dealt with. The old man was crucified with him that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. All too sadly, many accept the blood of Christ for forgiveness, but fail to realize they've only moved from one slavery to another. Slavery to Christ.
That's right.
We're not just free to do our own thing. Victory over death is accomplished in the sense that he gave up his life voluntarily. But final victory is established Sunday morning with his resurrection. Later. Notice that he cried. Matthew and Mark, it mentions this. He cried with a loud voice. Dad, I did it!
Amen.
The child, remember, that went off to college.
That's right.
I didn't think I could do it. We know from his conversation in the Garden of Gethsemane when he's praying, he knew what was coming. He didn't want to have to do it, but he obeyed to the end. It was a strong declaration of obedience and conquest over sin and Satan. It is finished. All the types and prophecies of the Old Testament which pointed to the sufferings of Christ were accomplished.
That's right.
It is finished. The ceremonial law is abolished. The substance is now come. And all the shadows are done away. It is finished. An end is made of transgression by bringing in an everlasting righteousness. His sufferings were now finished, both those of his soul and those of his body. It is finished. The work of man's redemption and salvation is now accomplished. His life was not taken from him by force, but he gave it up freely. He was dead. Body, soul, and spirit. It was over. What a gift to us.
Yes.
Not something we deserved, but given to us freely. Indeed, it is a time to appreciate what he bore in humiliation, pain, and suffering. Yet a time for great celebration. Wow. Talk about a gift to open and receive. Thank you.